Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, hello, and thank you for joining us today. My guest will be Fred Pescatore, MD, and that should be a lot of fun. I want to call your attention to the blog last week. It was pretty interesting stuff. It came straight out of the documents released by Pfizer and the FDA concerning the trial, the testing that was done before the COVID-19 vaccine was released. And it's pretty shocking what they knew and we didn't know. That's why ordinarily you see the test results before something is approved, before some medication comes on the market. And there's a whole list of them and things that will get your attention. And this week, the current newsletter blog will be about how to detoxify the spike protein, which is the part that causes trouble both with the disease and with the vaccine. So check both of those out. I think you'll be a lot better informed. I want to pay homage to Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah. He served in the Senate for 7 terms and retired in 2018. He passed away on Saturday at the age of 88, apparently from complications from a stroke. I'm just really sorry that I didn't take the time and figure out how to let him know while he was still alive how much I respected him. Never mind which party he was in, he was a consensus builder. He was kind, compassionate, very smart, classy, and a diplomat, a statesman. He had good common sense and was practical. I was in Washington a lot, 1 year, actually, 26 times in 1 year, which by my calculations is every other week. So I got to see a whole lot of how the sausage is made. And I saw representatives and senators that I wouldn't trust to walk my dog, but Senator Hatch stuck by his convictions, even when he had to pay a stiff price for it. And when he was wrong, which I think was rare, he could admit it. We would not have the freedom we do today to buy dietary supplements if he had not been championing that cause. The FDA was very aggressively overreaching, and he took up the cause to limit that overreach. And I'll tell you what kind of a guy he was. There was a fundraiser in Dallas area, and I was invited because I had worked with him in D.C. and knew him. So I'm standing around waiting for his arrival, and the room was filled with billionaires, some of whose names you would recognize. He came in, spotted me way across the room, walked right past all that money to come say hi to me. He was really one classy guy, and he will be missed. We gotta let people know while they're still around how we feel. We'll be right back.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of hbnshow.com. Again, that's the shop page of hbnshow.com.
Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
I am so happy to have Dr. Fred Pescatore with us today. He has a long history with Healthy by Nature, but it's been too long since we've had him on. He is one of the most sought-after integrative physicians in the country. And were it not that celebrities need privacy and, for that matter now, HIPAA, you would recognize the names of some of his high-profile patients in Manhattan. Dr. Pescatore is the author of a number of books, including, more recently, The A-List Diet, Lose Up to 15 Pounds and Look and Feel Younger in Just 2 Weeks, The Allergy and Asthma Cure, A Complete 8-Step Nutritional Program, and Feed Your Kids Well, How to Help Your Child Lose Weight and Get Healthy. On his website, you'll find a link to his newsletter and a free report on Alzheimer's. Dr. Fred's YouTube channel shows cooking demos. And I put in a link to a recent show on a trick to foolproof your diet. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Marty. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, if we thought there was flip-flopping guidance about COVID-19, that is really nothing compared to the decades of haggling over what we should eat. Dr. Pescatore, back when you were the medical director for Dr. Robert Adkins Clinic, you were an outlier by saying that fat wasn't evil and that protein was important, but carbohydrates, especially the refined ones, were the problem. Now it seems that the bulk of the research is catching up to where you were 30 years ago in the 90s. So let's start with something pretty basic, since we are what we eat. Tell us where we are today with fats, carbohydrates, and protein.
Well, sure, Marty, but did you have to mention that was 30 years ago?
Well, we want people to know that you have plenty of experience.
I would say so, man. Okay, so I think, you know, you bring up a very good point. We have been arguing for decades, more than decades probably, for how we should be eating and how we should not be eating. I think the science has started to come out pretty clearly that a lower carbohydrate approach is probably the healthiest approach for most people. And I say most people because I truly do firmly believe that with the billions of people on this planet, we can't all possibly be eating the same food. I don't understand how that could be correct. But certainly for most of us, the majority of us who are listening, certainly want to go, fats are not bad. And I still get that question to this day about people who don't want to eat eggs or they're eating low fat. Now people are eating low salt, which is another, you know, another travesty, and another train wreck waiting to happen. So I think it's really important that people understand that protein is good for you. Fats are good for you. Certain fats, I'll never stand here and say that most of the fats that you'll get in processed foods, eating out to dinner, fast food, those types of things are never going to be good for you. But there are monounsaturated fats that are good for you. There are fish oils that are fats that are good for you. CLA, which you find in red meat and can't find anywhere else other than butter. I really hope that people get a takeaway that we should balance our food. You know, we should eat protein. We should eat vegetables, plenty of vegetables, which are carbohydrates. And we should be saving grains, rice, pasta, whatever you want to call it, for either very special occasions, potatoes, those types of things, sweet potatoes, whatever. We could go through the gamut. But overall, I'm a big believer, and the science is there to support. What I have to say is that we do want to make sure they're eating good quality proteins and as much organically with everything else that you eat in terms of vegetables, salads, those types of things.
Well, I think there was a great misconception about Dr. Atkins that all he recommended was bacon and eggs and things like that. I actually had dinner with him, and I know you did, watched what he ate, and yes, he had a steak, but he also had a big pile of vegetables along with it, and people didn't read far enough in the book to get to that, I guess.
Well, I think also, Marty, that you the media especially likes to pick on the things that are the most controversial, right? So prior to him popularizing low-carbohydrate dieting, it was people were being told not to eat eggs and bacon. They were being told to eat the opposite, to eat sugary cereals, low-fat milk, low-fat dairy. I mean, everything had to be processed. And I think the whole point of really what I try to say is to eat real foods. A steak is minimally processed. Vegetables are minimally processed. Those types of things, chicken, fish, they're all minimally processed foods if you know how to buy them, I guess.
Yes. I mean, if you get your idea of an onion is a funion, well, we're off the rails.
Yes, for sure. But also I think, you know, our food supply is so tenuous right at the moment. We have a lot of people, you and I have been in this industry a long time, Marty. You know that whenever something good comes out, big food will come and bastardize it. You know, they'll come and ruin it. They'll come and make, you know, it's what they did with low carb by creating all these low carb desserts and low carb this and low carb that. It was just as bad as the low fat foods that were all processed to death. You know, so it's really just
a different flavor of junk food.
Precisely. And I'm really afraid that that's what's happening with the keto world and the vegan worlds and all of those many complicated ways of eating. Which don't have to be complicated when all you need to do is to just eat food. I mean, if it's a piece of chicken, it's a piece of fish, it's a real onion, it's a piece of lettuce. I mean, those are really the foods that you can create and have them be really delicious and tasty and nutritious and good for you.
Well, we're going back to the original plan, which was pretty good. And when you mentioned that we probably don't all eat the same things, I think there's some general categories where we can get behind what you just said, real food and so on, but the amount and kind of carbohydrates, if you're a marathon runner, I'm not sure that's a great thing for your health, but let's say you're a marathon runner, you're going to need more carbohydrate than somebody who is a couch potato, which also isn't good. But I recall when I was researching the glycemic index, the foods that, how they affect your blood sugar, that there's a very big difference based on your genetics and on the critters in your intestinal tract. So maybe we don't all eat exactly the same thing, but in categories of real unprocessed, uncontaminated foods that aren't just a collection of chemicals, I think we can agree on that. And that brings me to one of the new issues, which is the fake meat. Would you like to guide us down that path?
Sure. I mean, I think I have a lot to say on that issue. Just all of this fake meat is nothing but fake food. It's Frankenfood all over again. So it's manufactured in a lab. It's concocted with different vegetables, I kind of think, and I say this to my vegan friends, I say this to people, all the patients, if you want to be vegan, then eat vegetables. Don't eat vegetables that have to be turned into things that taste like chicken or taste like sausages or things like that. Be true to what you want to eat. And just like if you're a vegan, you should not be a carbotarian. All you're eating is pasta all the time or things like that. But if you just want to stick to the beat, you know, all of the fake meats that are out there, and they're everywhere. And they used to all be made with soy, and now they're all made with a variety of different things. Soy had its own issues, and still continues to this day. But when you take something, you know, when you have to add so many things to make it have what we call mouthfeel, so that it tastes right in the mouth, to manipulate it so that the product bleeds. Vegetables shouldn't bleed. And you shouldn't expect that from your vegetables. The other thing if we have time to talk about is whether or not really being a vegetarian or being a vegan is healthier for the planet. I'm not convinced it is.
Well, I'm not either. And in fact, in the description of today's show in the archives, in addition to links to your books, I put a link to a book we interviewed the author on the show. It's called Cows Save the Planet, about how traditional kinds of animal husbandry and agriculture actually sequester carbon and are good for the planet. And there is a link to an article in the archives today all about the fake foods and how exaggerated the claim is that it's good for the planet and who's really standing to profit. There's a lot of money power behind this push to make the fat fake foods, and we need to be aware of that so we don't go off on a tangent like we did for a while with the soy-based foods, and in that case probably created a lot of thyroid problems. But like you say, they're frankenfoods, and in moderation, there aren't any real foods that come out of nature that are going to be nearly as bad for you as a collection of genetically modified things and chemicals, which is what I think we're looking at. And now you can buy these things at fast food places. So, you know, it isn't just what you buy in the grocery store and take home. There's it's industrial and has health consequences, and it puts a strain on certain supply chains and in some cases even animal production. So it's about power and profits, not about health, or maybe even about the environment. While we're on fake, you recently wrote an article about artificial sweeteners. I'm putting a link to that in as well so that people can read about it. But we'll talk about that briefly when we come back with Fred Pescatore, MD. He's a practicing physician in Manhattan and the author of many books, including The A-List Diet, The Allergy and Asthma Cure, Feed Your Kids Well, and if you go back a little further, The Hamptons Diet, The Hamptons Diet Cookbook, and kind of the original for me, Thin for Good. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. Lots more good stuff to come here on Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Wittekin.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
I'm your host, Marty Wittekin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete. that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I am pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing wastes from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, Alozorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest, Fred Pescatore, MD, is a very popular integrative physician in New York, in Manhattan, and he's the author of many books, all of them just excellent and stand the test of time. The A-List Diet, Lose Up to 15 Pounds and Look and Feel Younger in Just 2 Weeks. I'm guessing, Dr. Pescatore, based on what you wrote about artificial sweeteners, that isn't one of your recommendations for how to get there, is get off carbohydrates and replace it with some chemicals.
That's never a good idea. Sadly, that is what's happening, though. You know, you brought up a good point right before the break about that even these Frankenfoods are in all of the fast food establishments, or even the slow casual or fast casual restaurants. They've made such an inroad into our food supply that you almost have to bring up who's behind that, right? Like, we've always had a vegetarian movement in this country. We've always had vegans in this country. But why is it now being foisted upon us? You've got to kind of think about that. Like, who drove the demand? Was it consumers that drove the demand, or was it industry that drove the demand? I mean, you kind of have to give that some thought.
I think, yes, industry knows very well how to make us not only want things, but become evangelical about it and just wanting to shame anybody who isn't doing it that way. We've seen a recent very dramatic example of that with COVID. And tell us something you said before the break attracted my attention, that whether being vegetarian or certainly vegan might not be all that is cracked up to be health-wise. I mean, we also know, if we really dig deep, that it isn't as great as it's made out to be for the environment. But what about the health effects? It would seem like we keep hearing more about a plant-based diet beyond just taking a good diet and upping the amount of vegetables. What if you carry that to the logical extreme and become vegetarian, what's the problem?
Well, there are a lot of problems with not having animal protein in your diet. We are animals created to eat other animals. And that's where we get the amino acids that we need from. That's which are the building blocks of every cell in our body, of every piece of muscle, every tissue, every organ. We need proper amino acids. You're not going to get the right vitamins that you're going to, just from vegetables. You're not going to get B6, B12, all of the cofactors. People forget that there are a lot of cofactors involved. You're not going to get the right amount of fatty acids when you're eating just from a vegan or a vegetarian source. So you're not getting the right fats. You're not getting the right proteins. You're not getting the right vitamins. And oftentimes there'll be a lot more sugary type things in vegetarian and vegan cooking, so that it has some flavor and that it tastes good. And when you do that, sugar, as you and I both know, Marty, is an anti-nutrient. So not only does sugar not give you anything for your body to live on, it also depletes your body of nutrients. And who's to say, and we could take this even further, Marty, and what does that change in diet do to your microbiome? How does that disorder your gut? Does it make your gut better? Does it make your gut worse? Do you need that? And I don't mean just in terms of how it functions, but the bugs that are in there. And the bugs that are in there are so critical to how well we digest food, how well we maintain weight or don't maintain weight, how we move to moving our bowels, to how we think about, whether we're depressed or not depressed. So I truly do think that you really have to pay attention to all of those things. And what if you're a vegan or a vegetarian that can't afford organic food and you're only getting lots of chemicals on your food? And that's all you can afford, and you're just getting more and more and more and more chemicals. I just wrote an article yesterday about all of the forever chemicals that are forever in our diets and forever in our bodies because of all of these industrial chemicals that are used, a lot of which are used on our food and in our food supply. So I do worry about how people get their food. I'm a big proponent of how you're getting your food is just as important as what you're eating, but where you're getting it from. And I also like the fact that there's a big push in this country right now, or at least in New York, and I'm sure it's elsewhere, to know where the food came from if you're at a restaurant, or if you go to a good grocery store. This piece of meat came from this farm, and this vegetable was grown here. I mean, I, for one, try to eat what's grown and living within 200 miles. 200 miles in the winter, 100 miles in the summer.
Yeah, well, that's an excellent idea. I often will put in a link to the Environmental Working Group where you can get a guide called The Dirty Dozen, The Clean 15, so that if you have to make budget choices at the grocery store, you know which vegetables are the cleanest and which ones are the most contaminated. And right now, if you only can buy one thing organic, make it kale, because that was the most contaminated of the vegetables. And we'll hear, oh, how wonderful kale is. Well, not if it's loaded with pesticides. So please buy that one organically.
Whereas an avocado, you don't need to. That was the cleanest. That was the top of the clean 15 this year.
Yeah. And forever chemicals, those are ones that resist detoxification. And we've done any number of shows on those. But when you think about detoxification, job one is stop taking it in so that you aren't adding to the problem. And I think that's what you're telling us. I'm curious, when you have patients that are on these programs, what is the single thing that action that they take that makes the biggest difference the fastest? Biggest improvement, quickest?
Improvement. People notice the biggest change in their lives when they get rid of sugar. That, bar none. After the first 3 days of not being on sugar, they can really feel a difference. People sleep better. They're clearer minded. They don't get the slumps in the middle of the day that they used to get. They don't feel they need coffee as much. They sleep better. Their stomach isn't as grumbly. They're not hungry all the time. So I think that is the biggest thing people notice, because it's so ubiquitous in our food supply that it's hard to stay away from it. When you start paying attention to it, and when you start realizing, oh, there's sugar in this, there's sugar in that, maybe I'll avoid this, it becomes really, it becomes self-fulfilling, where people don't mind giving it up because they see such a big benefit. So that would be the biggest thing, would be avoiding sugar.
Let's say you have somebody who's willing to change the food, but they are addicted to a daily Dr. Pepper. How do you get them off of that?
Well, the first thing I'll do is switch them to a diet Dr. Pepper. And yes, now we're back to artificial sweeteners. And I didn't avoid the question. I just wanted to finish up on an earlier point. But that's the first thing I do. I know that's not the right thing to do, but that's the first thing I do. And then after that, once they're off of the sugar part, and then I try to encourage them and recommend herbal teas. And you can make delicious herbal teas. You can make them icy. You can make them warm. I mean, it's just, and they have so many flavors, and there's nothing wrong with them. which is nice. And there's nothing wrong, unhealthy in having an herbal tea for things. The other thing people do is I try to get them on mineral water. Sparkling mineral water kind of has that, it has that same thing that you get from a soda pop, the bubbliness. So there's different ways of trying to maneuver people to get them to budge. And just because if you want to make a change in your diet habits, in your dietary habits, don't think you can just do it once and it's going to stick. So I encourage them to understand this can take 20, 30, 40 tries before you no longer reach for that Dr. Pepper every day. When you think about that Dr. Pepper as poison, whereas it might have been your best friend for your whole life.
Now, it takes weeks and weeks, like 3 weeks to form a habit. For some reason, you can dump one over the weekend. It's just not fair, but that's the way it works. Another thing I think is a good substitute, you mentioned the sparkling mineral waters. There are a lot of those now that have a flavor to them. They just aren't sweetened. And so part of it is a weaning your expectations off of sweetness. And last week's show, we had Doug Kaufman on, and we talked about how we don't want to feed the bad critters in our intestines. I know you know Doug Kaufman because you've been on his program. And that one of the factors for having a high carbohydrate diet is that we're feeding yeasts, and that starts a whole nother slippery slope.
It sure does. But I think, you know, I think people need to understand that this really, it's basic. You know, I'm not here preaching anything that's difficult to do or impossible to do or something that I don't do myself. So I think it's 100% doable. Here's the harder thing that I run into, Marty, is the ethnic diets, the so-called quote unquote ethnic diets. With more of the Latin populations, the Caribbean populations, the rice-based populations. Asian food is a lot of that's rice-based. So that's some of the difficulty. But here's what's gotten me around that now that we have things like cauliflower rice and we've got zucchini noodles and all sorts of ways that people are understanding spaghetti squash spaghetti. I mean, that's why it's got that name. You can make it into spaghetti. So there's so many different ways of creating. That's why that's one of the reasons why I started my cooking show, which wasn't started until during the pandemic when I realized people are at home and they may need to cook at home and not know how or not understand that it could be good for you. And even I have learned a lot of things through doing that show is how do you make replacements for things? And I think that's what people really want to know when they're trying to learn about food. Well, how do I need pasta every day. Well, no, you don't. I need rice every day. Oh, no, you don't. Or potatoes or whatever it happens to be. So I really think having the opportunity to let people know that there's so many options out there. You know, you brought this up earlier, Marty, so I can just follow up on that. Remember 30 years ago, Marty, when we didn't have stores that carried all these types of things?
Oh, exactly.
That's when it was really difficult. That's when it was really difficult to make these changes. And yet people did. And yet people really did it. And now I think it's so much easier to do than ever before because we have so much more availability. And not only do we have availability, we have awareness. And you're not going to look like the freak who's doing no sugar. You're not going to look like the person who's doing, oh, that person's not eating carbohydrates. That's weird. It's no longer considered weird. It's now considered like who eats carbohydrates now?
Really? We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic aged garlic extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic aged garlic extract immune formula 103. Try Kyolic aged garlic extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com.
Hello, Healthy by Nature fans. This is Doug Kaufman. You know, I've been a fan of Marty Wittekin's radio show for over a decade, and Marty's been a frequent guest on my television show called Know the Cause. Marty discusses issues and solutions from one perspective, and as many of you know, I have chosen the road less traveled, the road that teaches us about mold, mildew, and fungus, and the poisons that fungi make. The problem with fungus, however, is deeper because our doctors don't really learn much about it in medical training. Well, skin problems, vaginal yeast, seborrheic dermatitis, but that's about it. They don't really understand this fungus can grow in the lungs and the kidney and the liver, even in our brains and on our skin. That's what I delve into on my TV show called Know the Cause. You can visit me on knowthecause.com, or if you have a question, twice a week now, I have a platform on my own website, Know the Cause, T-O-O. So many of you have questions about mold, mildew, and fungus. That's what Know the Cause 2 and the TV show Know the Cause are all about.
Like so many gifts, we may not fully appreciate eyesight until it starts to fade. The macula at the back of the eye provides high-resolution focus and color vision. Sadly, free radicals, also known as oxidants, often degenerate those delicate tissues. Blue light from video screens, LED lighting, and the sun are common sources of oxidant stress. Studies show that the plant antioxidants lutein and zeaxanthin specifically support macula health. Unfortunately, many products don't contain useful quantities of them. As you would expect, Juro's Macula Protective Factor supplement contains the serious levels of lutein and zeaxanthin that were used in the studies. Macula Protective Factors also contains the antioxidant astaxanthin, known to promote circulation and blood vessel health. Juro uses only the highest quality trademark sources of these three powerful antioxidants. Visit Jarrow.com, that's J-A-R-R-O-W, for the very best in eye health formulas. Ask for Macula Protective Factors at your favorite natural food store.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
My guest is Fred Pescatore, MD. He is a very popular integrative physician, and you might also call him a functional medicine doctor because he's always looking for what the root causes of problems are. And since diet is right there at the most fundamental level. I mean, we are what we eat, even though you never know that in most medical schools since they don't talk about it. He has had some fascinating history going back to when he was a medical director for the Atkins Clinic and way ahead of the times, and I'm sure probably suffered slings and arrows at the time because it was so unheard of. We were being browbeaten into getting off of fat. And before the break, I had asked what was the single thing that people did that made the biggest difference, and you said getting off of sugar. And I have to tell people, I've been down that road, unfortunately, more than once, that after a few days or a week, you don't crave it anymore. You still know it tastes good, but it doesn't have a power over you. So if you can tough it out in the beginning, then it gets easier and easier as time goes on. I'd like to flip that and say, on the flip side, what is the thing that throws people off their program the fastest? What kind of mistakes? Is it just the reverse? They start eating sugar again, or are there other common mistakes?
This is going to sound funny, but the most common mistake people make is that they think they're already fixed, so that they can go back to sugar, they can go back to the carbohydrates that they're eating. But the biggest thing I have found is social situations. And social situations such as a party, a dinner, a birthday, a celebration. Americans very much tend to celebrate everything with food. When we're angry, we eat.
Food and cake.
Yes, cake is correct. But it's really funny that we tend to do that. And a lot of culture, everybody, most cultures do that. I mean, it's just, but that I have found is the hardest obstacle for people to learn how to navigate. But I've got to tell you, as someone who's done this now for many, many years, is that once you learn how to navigate that, it's sort of almost as if that day's okay. That birthday's okay. But when it becomes, when every day has a different occasion, is when there's a problem. So my usual recommendation for that is to try to, and I'm not saying to be unsocial, I'm just saying to limit the social engagements to the point where you have a little bit of control, or prepare, think ahead. Maybe don't go to a party hungry. It's just like going to the grocery store hungry, never a good idea. So
I have a trick I recommend sometimes. Eat a few almonds before you go in, because if there's a buffet and your blood sugar is low, it's not the celery that's calling to you.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all the things that aren't healthy for your body. So I really think that food is a difficult thing to navigate, from how good the supply is to whether what it is that you like, what your palate is, so and how it's distributed. You know, it's so funny, even with all of the organic food that we have, seemingly in every grocery store and every nook and cranny in this country, is that we still don't have a proper delivery system for organic food, for getting food from the organic farms to the plates, to your plate. So that's partially the reason why it's so expensive or more expensive. Meats, you know, we talk about there's all these words now, right? Pasture raised, grass fed, grass finished, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's words that people know, and you have to realize that marketing teams are going to take advantage of those words. So I do encourage people to get in touch with their local neighborhood CSAs or their local butchers or their local farmers. And by that, I mean, you know, within 100, 200 miles of you. And I think pretty much anybody who's listening can probably find that nowadays, especially.
Well, I've known you long enough to know that you don't put up with bad food. You know, it has to be healthful, but it also has to taste good. You are a gourmet. And so your recipes, and every book, it seems, has recipes. And you have recipes on your website, in your newsletter, and on your YouTube channel. People can learn to make really delicious things that are good for you. And I thank you for that. You talked about knowing where the food comes from, but what about when we eat it? There's a new trend. I won't call it a fad, but because I think it's more of a trend to intermittent fasting. And then on the other hand, you have some bodybuilder types that say you should eat every 3 hours to keep your metabolism running. And then there's the old three squares a day. So where do you come down on that range of options?
I come down, Marty, on the intermittent fasting. I have been intermittent fasting probably for decades now without knowing that it had a name. But it's all about, you know, three squares a day is just not, that's not going to cut it for a lot of people, especially with our active lifestyles, busy lifestyles. That's not going to work. Bodybuilders may be able to eat every three hours. Most of the rest of us cannot. But for the healthiest wise, when you look at the Nobel Prize in Medicine that went to, well, what was it, 2018 or 2015? I forget. The pandemic sort of wiped 2 years away, and I can never put the dates right. So when the Nobel Prize in Medicine went to someone who developed autophagy, or the concept, not developed it, but popularized that concept, which is basically where you have the bad cells eating each other, eating themselves. And that happens during a period of fasting, during a period when your body thinks it's starving. So intermittent fasting mimics a starvation mode. And that's when your body repairs, heals, and is able, that's the least risk for cancer, the lowest risk for cancer. I mean, it's just, I personally believe very highly in intermittent fasting.
Now, that's when the body takes out the trash. It kills off the senescent cells that are no longer doing their job, but they're gumming up the works. And I think it works really well for people, and you can use it with whatever kind of foods you want. You allow the body 14, 16 hours when you aren't stuffing it with more food so that it can carry on its business. And for some people, I suppose that means eating a much earlier dinner and a later breakfast, or we were told that breakfast was the most important meal, but some people seem to do just fine skipping breakfast and then having a substantial lunch.
Yeah, I haven't had breakfast in years, except occasionally on vacations. But you know, to your point, 16 hours might seem like a long time, but remember, you're sleeping a lot of those hours. You're sleeping 6 to 8 of those hours, if not more.
Yeah, hopefully. That's part of the plan, too.
Right, sleeping well.
Well, one of the problems with breakfast is we have been conditioned to believe that if it's not on the Denny's or the IHOP breakfast menu, then it's not breakfast. And what's there? It's things like pancakes and waffles and cereals and all of those things. So it's hard. It takes more rethinking to eat low carbohydrate at breakfast than it does at some of the other meals.
Right, because we're programmed to eat cake, which is muffins. Muffins are cake. You know, a lot of those foods, I couldn't imagine sitting down to all of those carbohydrates at breakfast. No wonder. I mean, you go into food comas after that. People get sluggish after that. They get more hungry. That sets up the day for hunger. I know when I have an omelet for breakfast versus when I have a bagel for breakfast. If I have an omelet, I'm full the entire day. If I have a bagel, I want to eat again in an hour. So you got to realize that a lot of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, who devises our food pyramids, are meant to sell food, not for us to be healthy.
Yes, they are charged with supporting agriculture and the producers of food. They've got kind of a schizophrenic assignment, because theoretically they're supposed to look out for our health, but where does all the pressure come from? It's where the big money is. I think a good way to illustrate what you were talking about with the bagel versus the omelet is that here in Texas we had a clock tower that was at the Dr. Pepper plant, and it highlighted, and I think it's even in their marketing or on their label somewhere, 10, 2, and 4. They would very much like for you to have a Dr. Pepper at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock, and that's when your blood sugar dips. You have the muffin for breakfast, 10 o'clock, your blood sugar is low, you can't think, you're tired, you're headachy. You have a Dr. Pepper, that'll get you through to lunch. You eat the wrong thing at lunch, so you're in need again at 2 and at 4, and then you go home and collapse at 6. Yeah, the body doesn't work well that way. Speaking of beverages, just recently a study came out saying there's no safe level of alcohol, and that what we were told about the one drink or two for men no longer applies. What's your opinion of that? Did you see a problem with the studies, or do we have to rethink how we go about happy hour?
Well, I have seen some problem with the studies for sure. And I'm not sure. I believe it's going to be, this is another very, very biased study against alcohol for whatever reason. And I'm not sure I believe it.
Well, I know that's going to be better for a lot of people who appreciate a very dry martini before their steak. I think you know some of those folks. We're going to come back with just a little bit more. Please stay tuned. Always great to have Fred Pescatore, MD, on the show. I'm Marty Whittakin here on Healthy by Nature.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Any dentist can drill and fill cavities, make crowns, and whiten teeth. But did you know there is a type of dental practice that focuses on your overall health? Dr. Philip R. Coslow is what natural health experts recommend, a holistic or biological dentist. Dr. Coslow has long been a mercury-free dentist, but he has also practiced safe amalgam removal for 15 years, following the guidelines of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. It is also an important health factor that Dr. Coslow uses only restorative materials that are free of toxins and compatible with your unique chemistry. He offers low-dose digital radiography and strives to make the office friendly to the environment. Dr. Coslow's staff is exceptionally skilled and caring. His relaxing and inviting office is conveniently located in North Dallas off the tollway. Follow the Coslow link on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call for an appointment at 972-458-2464. That's 972-458-2464.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
I will give Dr. Fred Pescatore the talking stick for a closing thought, but first I want to make sure you know the resources that are available on hbnshow.com. There's a menu. If you click listen, you can go to the archives, hear the show again, forward it to friends, and there's another menu item, newsletter, where you can sign up for my newsletter, and there's a library, and in the library, there are articles about how to eat a low-carb diet, and nothing compared to Dr. Pescatore's books, which I highly recommend, and in the archive, I described today's show, and I put in there links to several of his books, to his website where you can sign up for his newsletter, get that free report on Alzheimer's, and you can go to Dr. Fred's YouTube channel for cooking demonstrations. And I link to his article on artificial sweeteners and cancer. And I put in a link to an article I ran across that really goes into the fake protein foods, the fake cheeses, fake meats, and so on. And so keep learning. I mean, that's how we actually make progress. It's not just listening to the loudest voices, but to keep digging, looking, and seeing what the science says. Okay, Dr. Fred Pescatore, 2 minutes to put a pretty bow on this.
A pretty bow. There's. I guess the takeaway from this is that it's not difficult to change the way you eat. It's not necessarily that much more expensive to change the way you eat. Realize that the way we eat is patterned into our behavior. We were patterned at very young ages to eat what we eat, like what we like, that sort of thing. Hopefully most of us have gotten to a bigger palate as we've gotten older. But it's not impossible to do any of this. All Marty and I are here is to point out and help you understand that marketers are not going to tell you what to eat and what not to eat. Medicine modern science still does not have the wherewithal to understand, to figure out completely how to figure out nutrition in terms of the fact that we don't just eat one food and expect one outcome, that we eat multiple layers of foods, and that modern science can't figure that out. So I guess what I really just want to say is that we have to go by looking at bigger pictures of things. What foods are healthy for you? What foods are not? Don't be afraid of fat. Don't be afraid of salt. Be very afraid of processed, manufactured foods. Go into your cupboard or your pantry right now and get rid of anything that's in a box that has more than 2 ingredients in it. That would be my best advice. The great way to end the show.
And making these changes, you will see so many benefits, not just weight loss, but sleep apnea, energy levels, all kinds of things improve. Thank you so much, Dr. Pescatore, for being with us today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It seems there is just never enough time on the radio. That's why I also write a weekly newsletter and blog. I've provided about 100 articles in our website library with health information, resources, and useful links. Topics include the ABCs of healthy eating, natural approaches to many diseases, facts on supplements, information about doctors and dentists, and so much more. Healthy by Nature doesn't sell anything, but I do recommend products and books that I think will benefit listeners. The website has archives of shows going back a bunch of years. Did you know you can subscribe to a free podcast of the show and listen whenever it is convenient on the device of your choice? Details about these resources are on hbnshow.com. Or to subscribe to my newsletter, you can also just send an email to info@hbnshow.com. I'd love to know where you are in the country, so please add your zip code. Visit healthybynatureshow.com. Or the shorter hbnshow.com.
Your host, Marty Wittekin, has a new book, The Probiotic Cure. It contains big surprises, especially for anyone who thought that probiotics were just for regularity. For example, the subtitle of the book is A Guide to Overcoming Allergies, Gum Disease, GERD, Colds, Flus, Colitis, Fatigue, Cholesterol, IBS, Constipation, Diabetes, Excess Weight, Psoriasis, Sinus Infection, Crohn's, and more. Wow! Marty condensed a virtual flood of scientific research into entertaining lay terms that help explain why individuals react so differently to medications, foods, and diseases. It turns out that our bacteria are a crucial part of our body's basic instruction manual. The Probiotic Cure is a practical guide to avoiding bad bacteria and protecting yourself by supporting the good guys. The book is also packed with science-based advice on general health and answers to common health complaints. The Probiotic Cure is available from most booksellers and is competitively priced on healthworksmart.com or call 877-673-2536.